Boker Tov, everyone. We are on the bottom of 143. Maybe we got to page 144. Simon Kuf Ayin Sif Ches. We are talking about how one could act in a dignified manner in a suda. What is the correct nimus? What is the correct way of behaving during a suda? Says the Mechaber over here, Sif Ches. A lot of these things, this is actually from a Gemara, but a lot of things are from Masechet, not only then the Masechet Derech Eretz. There's a Masechet, one of the Masechet's Ketanas is called Masechet Derech Eretz. And a lot of the Dim are from that Masechet over here in our seven. This one particularly is not, this is a Mefarish Gemara. It says, Lo yishta koso bebasachas. You should not drink, gulp down a beverage in one gulp. Vimshata areze gargan. If you drink like that, then you are a gargan. We'll explain what this means in a second, when this applies, when it does not. Okay, one gulp, bad. Shnayim derech eretz, two sips. That is the correct way of drinking. Shlosha harayza megasriach, to sip it very slowly in a gaivadik manner. That's gasei aruch. That would be a din of gaivad. So one time no good, three times no good, only two times. That's how one is supposed to drink. Now Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal points out over here in the new Mishnah Berurah. He said this over before in his name, but it's actually brought down in the new Mishnah Berurah. The Rasul Bavas Achas. He says the Gemara nemar din rak b'yayin. Okay, the Gemara says Mefarish, this is talking about drinking a kos of wine. Oh, b'mashkos mishachrim, or other beverages that are meat in the shaker, things that have alcohol in them. That's what this is talking about. But water, coke, things like this, coffee, there is no din over here of how many times you go ahead and are supposed to drink. Oh, so that means to have a shot of whiskey would be absolutely usur, because you drink it b'baz achas generally. So that's the Ramah. The Ramah says, miyu, kos katan me'od, mutu lishtosa b'baz achas. The Mishnah Berurah defines this as anything pachos miravis, which a shot glass is definitely. That one is allowed to drink b'baz achas, v'chein godol me'od, if you're dealing with a very large kos. Okay, b'shlosh arba pamim, you don't have to drink it in two times then if you have a large kos of wine. You don't have to drink it in two sips. Yeah, if you're drinking in many sips, that's not going to be a problem whatsoever. I just wanted at this point to take a sidetrack 1 second, just to point out that drinking is extremely, extremely dangerous, especially in our generation. Okay? And people get way, way too carried away, whether they have a little bit, they have a lot. Okay? You have to be extremely, extremely careful. The minhag of bachring. Including weddings where things get out of hand, unfortunately, is a very, very big chilul Hashem, in my opinion. Okay, and people have to be extremely, extremely careful. Remember, children are watching. For that matter, adults are watching also. Okay, unfortunately, people learn from other people's actions, and it turns into many times into a major, major chilul Hashem. Moving on to Sif Tes. Lo yochal shuma batzel mirosha elo me'olav v'imachol harei zara'av tan. If you're having garlic or onions, you don't take the garlic and onion and take a big bite out of it from the head of it, okay? If you want to peel off pieces of it and go ahead and eat it, that you go ahead and do. What bracha to make on it, that's in the Hilchos Brachos, if you have raw garlic or raw onions, but you don't take a bite out of the onion, that it looks like, once again, a rav tan is someone who doesn't know he's a pig, okay? He's a glutton. Okay, he doesn't eat in a normal way. Says the Ramah, v'lo yochal derech rav tanut. The same thing in general. It's not just by onions and garlic. You don't scarf down food. You don't eat like there's not going to be any more food. You just got out of starvation for 3 days. Okay, you don't eat like that and shove food down your mouth. Once again, this is halacha. This is halacha. One is supposed to act in a normal fashion, way that is nimusi. I mean, nimusi is in a cultured way, in a dignified way, in a suda. So I don't know. He's describing over here. It sounds like how most people eat chicken wings. You hold the chicken wing, you pull off the piece of meat from the wing. It sounds like the Ramah is telling you not to do that. Once again, it goes back to the same question: is nowadays, if it becomes culturally accepted to do something, it could be that would be okay to go ahead and do. And therefore, if specific foods, it's a normal way of eating, that would be fine. But other foods that it's not normal to go ahead and rip the food off and eat it with your hands, so then don't do it. So it's not just your mother tells you not to do it. The Shulchan Aruch also tells you not to do it. Eat it in a dignified manner. Sif Yud. Sif Yud. Lo yishoch prusa v'yanichenu al gabi ha-shulchan. You don't take a bite of food and then you put it back onto the table or onto the serving tray. That I think we all understand why that would not be normal. That is not a okay thing to go ahead and do. Okay, we'll see later on exactly this. It's going to be a similar halacha. Later on, that we'll see. Today, we'll see the difference between them. We'll come back to this din over here. Yud Aleph. Okay, this is a little difficult one. What exactly pshat over here is, but we'll try it out. Okay, once again, this comes from over here. Maseches Derech Eretz. Lo yishta adam shnei kosos bebas achas v'toch sudaso v'yivarech birkas amazon minei shenira kigargaran. Don't a person should not drink two cups. Bibasachas at the same time in the Suda, and then bench on it. Because once again, he looks like a glutton. It sounds like over here, that you have one coast that you drink from. You don't have that down on the cup with the two straws coming out of it and drinking from the same cup, two coasts at the same time. It sounds like it's describing something like that. Look inside the Mishnah Berurah. He says, the Nirik is shoso tamei basachas. Sounds like even if you don't drink them at the same time, but you even have another cup in front of you, and it looks like you're drinking at the same time. Okay? That is also not good. I guess you're supposed to have one cup. One cup, okay? What's going to be the dinner? You go and take a couple cups of water and you put it next to you and end up drinking from all of them? Perhaps according to the Shulchan Aruch, that's not such a good idea to go ahead and do. Yud Beis. Shnayim Shiyoshvin Ala Shulchan, they have two people eating together at the table. We saw this earlier on also in Hilchos, in Hilchos Pesiyas Apas. Two people sitting at the table. Hagodu Pasha Yadu Tchila. The greater person should get first dibs on the food. He goes out and takes from the serving platter first. Vasholeach yodu b'vnei mishimisha gadol b'menu hareza gargran. If you go ahead and snatch the food before the person who really supposed to be to go ahead and taking the food, then he's considered a gargran. Also, the same word over here, he's a pig, he's a glutton, whatever you're doing to find it, that is an incorrect thing to do. Yud Gimel. Anichnas labayis. You go and into your hand, I think we could all relate to this one. Lo yomar tnuli ocha. You don't walk in and say, give me food. Okay, you don't walk into someone's house and say, give me food. I know we all think that we own everyone else and we think we could just go ahead and take, everything's coming to us. That's not a normal way of acting. You don't say, give me food. Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevensal brings down over here what I mentioned, I believe, last time, though. He mentioned the beginning of Chelek Aleph also. Rishus, Moreno Rabbeinu Aram, Shlit. Moreno Rabbeinu Aram brings down over here, though. You don't ask someone to give you food if you're at someone's house. You wait for them to serve you. However, one exception to this rule is if you're at someone's house and you see they're not going to serve you shalashudis. Says over here, you're at someone's house and they're not makbid eat shalashudis on Shabbos. Roy levakeshi no sudash lishis. It's appropriate to ask him to give you some food for sudash lishit. Okay, you don't have the right to ask him for meat and all gansa suda for it, but lechorei to ask for two lachmaniot to go ahead and to make a motzian, lechorei that would be appropriate to do. Harav shlita, guys, we were talking over here in Simen Kuf Ayin about the dvarim hanoagim besuda. There's a lot of things that seem to be dependent on the nimus of the time of how they did things. One thing it says over here, you can't hold the food and take the food with your hand. There's certain things, one thing is when people eat knafayim nowadays. A lot of people, that's the normal way of eating knafayim, to hold it in one hand and pull off the meat. If that's the normal way of doing it nowadays, would it still be usher like the Shulchan Aruch, or we would go after the nimus of nowadays? For today. This is telling us klolim that you should go after the norm. If something's normal nowadays, then it's okay. The same thing the Rav brings down, what the Rav once told me, by eating a sandwich. Eating a sandwich, even though it says not to hold the bread more than a kibitza, it's normal to eat a sandwich would be okay. Okay, so therefore, things that are appropriate, once again, you have to know what's appropriate. Things that are not appropriate, and it's not the norm to do it, then you shouldn't go ahead and do it. But things that become the norm, it's the normal way to eat, once again, these are giving klolim of how to act in a dignified manner. If the way of how to act in a dignified manner amongst dignified people has changed, so therefore the halacha would then change also. These are just clothing that we're supposed to take with us, and that's just as the Rav just told us. Okay? So once again, it's still not appropriate to ask people for food. Walk in someone's house and ask for food. Okay? If they offer you, then you say, Ach Yom Ruheim, until they offer it to you, then it would be okay to do. Now we get to a difficult Ramah just to understand this. It's like this. It says like this: Lo yomar adam lechaveru bov echol imi ma shehel chotani. You should not say to someone else. You go and see your friend and says, come to my house and eat by me, just like you gave to me to eat. Why? Why can't I say, I eat by you, you come eat by me? Okay, Davi Kiporea Lochovo. It looks like that you are paying back a debt. It sounds like when you eat at his house, he was like loaning you the food. And now you want to pay him back, and now you're going to pay him back by inviting him to your house. Venir Kiilu Hilvolo. It's like he gave you a loan, and now you're paying back the loan. V'yesh Locho Shiachi Lono Yoter V'yesh Pei Mishum Rivis. And therefore you have to be choshesh that what's going to be the problem? That you're going to give him more expensive suda. Okay, he just served you chicken, you're going to give him steak. Okay, and therefore, it's like you're giving him back with ribbis. It's like you're paying back with ribbis. So it's the problem is not inviting your friend to your house after he invited you. The problem is talking in his lashon is, oh, I'm going to invite you because you invited me. It looks like it looked at it as if a loan, and now I owe you something, and therefore, and sometimes the families talk like this. Oh, I was invited them last time, therefore it's my turn, I have to invite them. It's not that you have to invite them, it's like they give you a loan. They invited you because they want to be friends, and you want to invite them back because you enjoy their company. It's not kiporia chom. So what should you say? He says, Ava mutter lomar lo. You're allowed to say, lichatri bo ve'echoli mi. You could say, you come eat with me now this time, and I'll eat with you next time. And then even if he gives me a suda yoter gedola, that's going to be fine. Because the lashon over here, he's not saying as like, oh, I'll loan you, and then I'll pay you back. It's like a deal. We like eating together. One time you'll come to my house, one time I'll come to your house, but it's not done in a way as if I'm going to feed you, fed me, now I'm going to feed you back. Okay, that's all the difference of how, the semantics of how you are going to phrase it, whether it's going to be looked like as a loan, or it's not going to be looked like a loan. If it looks like one, it's not ribbis gummer. It's not mamish ribbis over here. He doesn't mean to mamish, but the lashon over here sounds like ribbis, and therefore you shouldn't use such a lashon, and that's what the Ramah is saying over here. You doubt. Yo, lo yifros adam prusal gabeya ka'ara. Okay, this is brought down in the Gemara in Brachos. Okay, it talks about different things that you'd weigh, how to cut the bread. It says over here, don't be poris adam prusa on top of a ka'ara, on top of a bowl of food. You don't go ahead and cut the bread because we're afraid the bread's going to fall into the bowl of food and the bread's going to get all wet and disgusting and you're going to ruin the piece of bread. Okay, it also says careful when you're cutting the bread not to do it over your hand because you might going to come cut your hand and therefore it's going to bleed on the bread. It's going to ruin the bread also. You're supposed to cut the bread in a normal way that you're not going to go ahead and ruin the bread. Okay? Says over here, Sikon Lamadal, like I just said, Hainu Prusa is a pass, that tam, Shematipula Prusa Latocha Kara Yemaisa Ocho, we're afraid the Prusa is gonna fall into the Kara, and it's gonna become disgusting. And then it brings down the other din, into Gemara, Kishi Yachtoch Basar, Yachtoch Hanu Agabi Ashokhanu Chadom, Elo Agabi Yad, use a cutting board, don't use the hand, your hand is a cutting board. Shemi Yifka Biyado, Vigam Shemi Yetze Dami Yemaisa Ocho, number one, for the Sikonah purpose, you don't want to cut your hand. And number two, it's gonna be Mais the food, if the blood goes on the food. Okay, back into the Mechaber. Aval mikaneach ha-ka'ara v'rus. Don't cut the bread on top of the ka'ara. But after you're done, it's not a problem of dipping your challah into food. Afterwards, you want to dip your challah, you have leftover gravy on your plate, and you want to suck up the gravy with the challah and then eat it. That's not going to be a problem. That's going to be 100% mutter to go ahead and do it because you like to eat. You want to finish off your plate. Okay, that's going to be mutter, as Mr. Bro points out, as long as your kavana is to actually eat the bread, not just to get it wet. If you're just playing with your food and just get dipping into things, you're gonna leave it, you're not gonna eat it. That's bizayin to the food. We don't use food for bizyonos, and therefore it would be usur to go ahead and do. Okay? Last halacha over here. Two more halacha, sorry. Tezvav. Lo yilake perurim v'yaniach al gabi ashulcha. Don't gather crumbs and then gather all the crumbs and then put it onto the table. I once saw that it's a little bit disgusting. You bake up a piece of bread into little pieces and all of a sudden they're scattered all over there while they're put into a pile. It makes your friends a little crazy. It bothers people. It's going to look a little disgusting on the table. Don't do this again. This is the clause. Don't do things that are going to disgust your friends at Sudas. Okay, if there's a way. If your friend doesn't like the way you're eating and something, that's a try to do it in a nice way that he's not going to bother the other people. The lo yishoch prusa, and you should not take a bite of a prusa. V'yitnenu lefnei chaveru l'tochakara, and then give your friend from the piece or in front of a tochakara. Lefi she'ein das kol apriyos shava. Some people are okay eating from other people's food. Some people are not. So don't assume that your friend would. Okay? And therefore, you don't take a bite of food and go ahead and put it the other piece on your friend's plates. Now, this sounds very similar, as I said before, Sif Yud. Sif Yud said, not only don't put it on your friend's plate, says don't even put it on the table. So what do we need this halacha? If you're not only going to put it on the table, kavu chomer, you shouldn't put it onto your friend's plate. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is dealing with over here in Sif Katan Lamed Vav. He says, l'chora ha'nilmozami kol shekein to Sif Yud. L'chora, we can learn, there's a kol shekein you can't put on your friend's plate if you can't even put on the table from Sif Yud. Dafila gabi ha'shulchan aser. Kol shekein li tein li fdei chaver ovakara. Can't even put it on the table, kol shekein to put it in front of your friend or on his plate. Ela be'emes garsina hacha miprusa. V'hain, what's the chiluk over here? De'ena kavana ala chaticha gufa she'achso b'shinam. We're not talking about that you took a bite of something and you took the food from your mouth and put it on display. No way. Now you can't even put at the table. You start chewing food and take it out and put it onto the table. Can all of them say that's absolutely disgusting? No one's going to want to look at that. And therefore one should not be doing that. Okay, I'll add even there for me. Gum. People take their gum out of their mouth, put it on the plate. It's disgusting. What are you doing over there? Okay, don't do that. Okay? But more, so what's this din over here? Let's not talk about the part of the food that you actually put into your mouth. You took a bite of bread, you bite off the bread, and you have the other half in your hand right now. Even that you shouldn't put onto your friend's plate. Okay, the piece that went into your mouth, that you shouldn't put on the table. The piece left over that's left in your hand, that you shouldn't put onto your friend's plate. He does not might not want the prusa of the piece of bread that you bit from, and therefore you should not go ahead and do that. That's what's going on over here at the end of Tezavov. Last din over here. Sif Tet Zayin, we'll get into this more next time. Lo yishta mi'akos yitein l'chaveru. Should not drink from a cup, or from a can, or from a bottle, and then give it to your friend. Mibdei sakanas nefashos. Because sakanas nefashos to drink from someone else's mouth. We'll talk about it. There's more to talk about. We'll start Bezrat Hashem with this halacha next time. Ad kan for today.